We are now recording. Getting ready to kick it off. Rise and Grind, Tailgate State. Let's do it. 529-2019. Omi D. Rodney, let's go. What's going down, everybody? It's 529, and if you can't tell, I've got my college football hat on. Rodney Fisher is over here on that side of the screen, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here. It's the Rise and Grind crew, man. We're bringing to you what we do the best, which is sports. You know, let's just say,
that's right.
Hey, stick in your wheelhouse right there. Don't go hitting the curveball if you're ready for the fastball every time. Stick in your wheelhouse right now. So we're going to bring you some sports along with some normal news and some issues and stuff that we find. And, you know, maybe an alcohol review. I'm going to talk about an alcohol today.
Ah, Noble Wolf.
Local joint. Let you know a little bit about that. It's local through and through. You know, it's a good old-fashioned American spirit there. It's what you want your daughter to drink and bring home with her good old-fashioned American husband. Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, I'm excited about today's show. We got a lot to discuss, of course. The NBA Finals kicking off. Tipping off this week. And some turmoil going on in the NBA I'm going to touch on. Some inside information I found through my quote-unquote sources.
Source.
And of course, we get into some Tailgate State stuff. Man. So make sure you guys follow us on Facebook, the Rise and Grind Morning Show page, or follow us on Instagram at Rise and Grind Morning Show. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is the only social media that I'm on these days, at Rodney on TW.
Follow me on Instagram at I am Omi D. O-M-I-E-D. Every time.
And today's show is sponsored, of course, by our good friends at Fanatics. Make sure you guys click on the link that is below here.
I love Fanatics, bro.
Click on that link. That way you can buy hats like the hat that this man is wearing over here. Over here, rather.
You got to get on there, man. I've been practicing.
Over here. Remember,
it's always the opposite way that you think. It's like when you got, there you go.
There you go.
Just take it slow every time.
You can buy a hat like the hat that man has on right there and get your NBA Finals gear, Toronto Raptors gear, Golden State Warriors gear, jerseys, whatever you want. So click on the link that is below to support the show.
Dog.
And our good friends at Fanatics.
I love Fanatics. I like their commercials when it's always like in sports and then it's just everybody with the jerseys. It's the kids. It's the ladies.
You're right.
It's the dudes. Like, hey, man, I love to see a lady in a jersey. No matter what jersey it is, it's something about a woman that loves sports enough to put on a jersey and rock it. I just like it. Even if she puts on the pumps and stuff with it, girl, rock the jersey. Rock the jersey.
No doubt.
Go to Fanatics.
No doubt.
To Fanatics and get the jersey. It's the only place to go.
Yeah. Click the link below and support the show.
So you got that one down, cold pack.
Yeah.
Up and down is normal in this world.
Right.
It's left and right that gets me confused.
Left and right that gets you confused. So let's jump right into it, man. Let's get started, man. We got to get the people what they want. Let's start out with our first topic today. The watch hand. That's all I gotta remember. The watch
go
hand.
Go with the watch hand. Go. You go across the body. I'm just. Right. I'm just gonna bust it like a left turn on a bike. That way.
Oh, man.
Another drink.
Let's start. Let's jump right into it, man. We're gonna start out with some. Everybody knows. I'm from Dallas. I'm a big Mavericks fan. That's kind of the team that I've always pulling for. And, there's a lot of turmoil going on with the Lakers, especially between these two characters right here. This is Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka. Now, those of you guys that have not been living up under the rock, you kind of know what's been going on, the turmoil between these two, Magic leaving at the end of the season. So let me start by giving you some backstory, on how we kind of got here to this point. So first, of course, Magic was hired 2 years ago, along with Rob at the same time. Luke Walton was the coach. Mm-hmm. They drafted Lonzo Ball. That didn't go well. But then on July 1st of 2018, Magic goes over to LeBron's house by himself.
Oh, solo dolo.
And apparently talks LeBron or made a deal with LeBron for LeBron to come to the Lakers, right? Okay, so, big shock. Yeah. So LeBron comes. Magic's there. LeBron's there. Luke's the coach. Luke, a former teammate of LeBron. This guy, Rob Pelinka, who rose through the NBA ranks as Kobe Bryant's agent. That's what he's basically known for being Kobe's agent. Comes to the Lakers, and of course, the owner of the Lakers, managing owner, is Jeannie Buss of the Buss family, whose dad, Dr. Buss, was the great Dr. Buss, championship Dr. Mm-hmm. Buss. And Jeannie kind of took the team over from her brother. So just a little backstory to kind of give you guys some insight. Well, the way the season ended up, LeBron missed 17 games and missed the playoffs. It was a disaster. The playoffs have been the same without LeBron, be quite honest with you. The ratings are down. People not watching as much. But Magic leaves on the last day of the season, just ups and leaves, doesn't tell anybody. And then comes out on First Take and does an interview where he basically blasts this guy, Rob Pelinka, mm-hmm. this guy,
yeah.
about him being a backstabber, about him, talking about other people behind his back, saying that he's an absentee president. And Magic basically just said, hey, look, I got other businesses I got to run. I got money. I don't need this job. I'm going to always be a Laker. I'm always be synonymous with that. But I got money. I'm Magic Johnson. Okay, I don't need this job. I'm out. Right?
Doc. I got to take a timeout.
Take a timeout.
I got to show you why.
Wow.
Look at this one.
Buddy.
give me like give wow. me 1 second.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. That's horrible. All right. Look, no matter what we do, Ghost seems to find a way to get himself on the show.
He's gonna find a way to get on the show. Some kind of way.
It's gonna be amazing to see that look. Like, the best part about this is, I made the look over there, and I turned, and I was like, "Oh, that's what shocked us as AF looks like." Yeah, yeah. I apologize. It was an emergency. I had to take a timeout.
No, that was an emergency. Yeah, I had to take a timeout. That was an emergency for sure.
Continue. I apologize.
Yeah, no problem. So anyway, picking up where we left off before Ghost made his guest appearance on the show. We're at the point now where, of course, free agency is about to start July 1st again. People saying with this turmoil, this big article comes out on ESPN about how bad the situation is with the Lakers front office and their relationship with other staff members. Magic is a bully. All this other crap, you know what I'm saying? What I've been told, and this is my inside information, I'm quoting some sources I know in L.A. I've been hard at work trying to figure out kind of what's going on, what's the case. This is what I've been told. Now, take this as you will, believe it or not, whatever the case may be. I've covered the NBA for a long time. I've been out to L.A. many times, and this is just what I found out. Apparently, if you look at this under the surface, right, if you get away from the Kardashian layers of the whole deal, mm-hmm. if you get away from the soap opera feel, the stories that are out there, this quote-unquote tug of war, here's what's really going on from what I've been told. Okay, first of all, LeBron does not make mistakes, okay? LeBron came in the league. He basically had his own guys as his agent, as his business manager, right? Didn't hire an agent. Always did things, thinking about the big picture, the long vision, mm-hmm. right? For a guy like that to come to L.A., he had to have some type of alternative motive, some type of plan, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Magic doesn't need to be president of the Lakers, right? He's got plenty of money, all right? If y'all may not remember, but Magic used to own 5% of the Lakers until 2010 when he sold his shares along with his Starbucks stores in order to join a group to buy the Dodgers, right?
Dodgers.
So Magic has money. Magic has money. I was going to be a Laker, right? So what I've been told is that this is a – when Magic and LeBron met 101, then bring the head coach, then bring the GM, Rob Pelinka, then bring the owner, just Magic and LeBron. The topic of their conversation was about ownership. It wasn't about putting together this great team. It wasn't about, hey, man, how do we win next season? The whole topic of the conversation was about, man, how do we buy an NBA team? And an NBA team they have their sights on is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, come on, bro. Are you serious?
This is an inside. This is what I've been told. This is an inside mutiny, if you will, between the greatest Laker, Magic Johnson, along with LeBron, who has long said he wants to own an NBA team.
Yeah.
So this is a way for them to kind of destroy things or cause enough turmoil from the inside to convince that, you know, Jeannie Buss or whoever the case may be, fans turn against them, whatever the case may be, that the Lakers, lo and behold, at one point in time, may come up for sale. Now, it sounds far-fetched. It may be true, but you got to understand the business acumen of a guy like Magic, who the Buss family has always cherished. If they're going to sell or do business with any former Laker, it's going to be Magic, okay? LeBron, who at the latter stage of his career, all of a sudden signs a four-year deal to join a team that ain't made the playoffs in 4 years to start out over. He is definitely trying to ingratiate himself with the Lakers fans, and his eyes are on owning an NBA team.
Look, I'm not doubting that he wants to own an NBA team. 100%. But, dog, that's like taking a shot at stealing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
From the Rooney family.
Yes, it is.
Like,
it's trying to devalue the situation that caused enough turmoil to where the fans would do this. Now Jeannie Buss has no reason to
sell.
That's
what I was going to say. Like, why right? Should she sell?
She had no reason to sell. But get this, though. The Lakers themselves are the second richest franchise in the NBA, right? Yeah. They're only second to the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Knicks are worth about $4 billion. The Lakers are worth about $3.7 billion, yeah. Right? Jeannie Buss's actual net worth is only about $500,000, okay? I mean, $500 million, $500 million.
Oh, okay.
That's not, you know, some of the other owners in the league are not a way wealthier than Jeannie Buss, okay?
Yeah.
Because they have outside business interests.
Yeah.
Jeannie inherited the team. Her family inherited the team. They don't have a lot of outside business stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, the next-door neighbor, the Clipper, Steve Ballmer, is one of the richest men in the world. He's worth $41 billion, right? They're not even worth one B. So there's some talk that maybe she would take some money, take the $4 billion, take the $5 billion, the $6 billion, whatever it is, and kind of bow out of all the turmoil that she's under, you know, under the scrutiny that she's under. If the fan sentiment turns on them, they just think about where they are now and what would happen if they had LeBron, they don't get any free agents, and they miss the playoffs again.
It's still gonna be the LA Lakers.
Still gonna be the Lakers, but does that change the tide to make her think, you know what, maybe I should get out of this? Now here's the kicker to this. This is what I've been told is an inside job. It's a way to devalue her leadership, devalue her stake in the team to buy the Lakers, to get the ownership of the franchise between LeBron and Magic and other players too that are involved. Now, here's the kicker, though. The one person that would stand completely in the way of this is the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, okay?
Of course.
Adam Silver he's adamant about having women representation in the NBA. Like, he wants to have just as many women coaches as men coaches in the NBA. Yeah. He wants to do that in the next 2 years. And if you look at every other major sports league, NBA has two women owners. He has a Jeannie Buss for the Lakers. They also have the Pelicans owner, who's a female as well, too. Mm-hmm. No other league really has that much women representation like the NBA does. So he's the one guy that's going to kind of stand in the way of this happening. But from what I've been told, Magic, LeBron, Rich Paul, all these guys are really like, they want to buy the Lakers.
You know what they...
And they're willing to do anything it takes to get their hands on that franchise.
You know what? I think the only thing that they could possibly do... First off, a couple things. These guys are wearing the same suit damn near. Like, I've been looking at this. That's what I was looking at the first. Like, they literally are wearing the same suit. Right?
Okay. Right.
I don't know why that caught my eye first. And then this dude in the back has an iPhone watch. You know? And I don't like iPhones. So I just wanted to point that out. right at the beginning of these things. Go Samsung. And so... The only way I think they're really going to pull this deal off, dog, especially if you want to get the fans behind you, like you're going to have to add another Laker great to your thing. And there's only one other Laker great that's going to pull the weight that if he instantly said that he wanted to buy the Lakers, along with LeBron and Magic Johnson, that the fans would hound for that. And that man is the Mamba. Kobe. If Kobe wanted to be part owner of the Lakers, bro, that's about the only way that you could really probably get the fans to just get that far behind. Because look how crappy the New York Knicks are. They've been crappy since Michael Jordan was killed them. You know?
For our entire life.
Pretty much, yeah. Basically. Yeah. Luckily, LeBron came to Cleveland because he killed him too. But, you know... None of the Knicks fans have turned, bro. You're still the number one franchise in the NBA. And so, no matter what, I think the Lakers fans are going to always stay Lakers fans. They're not even, you know, because they don't really have a problem with her as an owner. It's not like Cowboys fans who are like, you know, doing a real mutiny on the Cowboys and picking other teams to cheer for this year. You know, Lakers fans are diehard fans, and they're fans all across the country. You know, if a person's from California or L.A., they're damn sure pretty much a Lakers fan. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know, I just...
Now, you brought up a good point. You're saying if Kobe's in on the deal, that could sway some things, right?
Yeah, I think Kobe is...
Okay, so how did this guy...
There you go.
How did this guy next to Magic become a first-time general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers? What is his connection to the Lakers?
He's Kobe's owner, Kobe's manager. Exactly. That is the only way.
That's how the dots connect. Yeah. That is exactly how the dots.
Yeah.
Connect. I mean, it's a conspiracy theory. I get it. You guys are going to be watching this online and be thinking, man, this guy is crazy. But I'm telling you.
But the Lakers
are not going to come up for sale. This is the only situation that could eventually lead to the Lakers coming up for sale. If you've got LeBron James, a guy that's been to the finals 8 straight years, and you're not able to put a team together to get him to the playoffs in 4 years, you tell me what's going to happen.
No. You're so right about your theory, though. Like, you're completely right. Like, that's the missing piece, and he's the piece to bring Kobe to the picture. And I don't know what the dude with the iPhone watch is talking to the dude behind him.
Yeah, like, I don't know what he's so happy about.
He's like,
I don't know what he's happy about.
Kobe's coming.
Now, he's the only one that looks really happy. The other two look like haters and taking pictures.
Yeah, Magic looked like he's about to eat some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Real talk.
He looked like he just was like, there they are over there. And he looks like he knows a secret.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right there in the head.
So that is...
He's keeping it right there. I'm trying to grab
it. That's what I heard, man. That's the buzz coming from my source at the Lakers. Again, this is... it seems crazy, but I'm telling you, if you connect the dots...
Nah, bro. 100%.
When have you ever heard of a free agent joining a team like that when the only person that showed up for the meeting was the president? He didn't bring the GM. He didn't bring the head coach. He didn't bring the owner.
I'm telling you, bro. I don't trust this guy. Right there.
This guy.
Right there. I don't trust him. Not the way he lives with the old eyes there. I don't trust him at all. Don't trust him.
Let's move on to another quick NBA story, because I know we got a lot to cover in this particular segment. And this is going to go home to the Mavericks. Shout out to the Mavericks. Shout out to Luka, man, making NBA rookie team. First team All-NBA rookie, and probably will be rookie of the year when they do the awards this year. So the Mavericks have some decisions to make in free agency as well. They made the trade of Dennis Smith and Harrison Barnes and got rid of DeAndre Jordan. End up with Kristaps Porzingis, who for some reason likes to fight in clubs and things of that nature, get jumped on.
Poor boy.
But anyway, so what are the Mavs going to do in free agency? It's kind of wanted to cover here. So my source at the Mavs has told me they've eyed two guys in particular. And again, no disrespect. I know we got listeners from all over the world. I know people like to listen to us, but the Mavs are literally trying to start the first.
Oh yeah, here you go.
All five foreign player starting five. I mean, not just foreign players, but white foreign players like starting five. I mean, they are literally close to getting this done. Okay, it's going to look so strange and so weird, but I'm telling you, they are finally going to have what they've always wanted, is a completely international starting five.
I wish you would have told me that was where you were going with this, because I would have totally popped up the video of like back in the day when like it was all white dudes on the court and they were like dribbling around in circles and stuff. I would have totally
right. No one's taking a shot.
I'd have totally put that up right now, you know. But it's different, you know. The European players, you know, they play with a little panache, you know, a little right. They invented the Euro step, so you know we might see a lot of Euro layups.
One of the guys they're targeting is a guard by the name of Goran Dragic. He plays for the Miami Heat currently. Yeah. Has a big deal. Now, he's got to opt out of his current deal, so he's got to turn down a lot of money to come to the Mavs. But his pull to the Mavs is, of course, he's from Slovenia, which is the same place that Luka is from. So, again, that's why the picture of Luka here, it all ties
together.
They
played in Slovenian AAU together.
Yeah, they played Slovenia together. So, for those who the match up together, makes them an international Slovenian powerhouse, right?
I can see the marketing right now in Slovenia.
You can see it, right? You can see
Pepsi and everything.
So now, right? So the other guy that they're eyeing is this guy was an all-star this year, averaged 20.6 rebounds. Nikola Vucevic from Orlando Magic. They got, of course, bounced in the first round of playoffs, but he was a vital part to getting them there. And his tie to Luka, which is why his picture's up here, is that they have the same agent. Bill Duffy is their agent. So they want to team those guys up to kind of play together as well for the next however many years.
Where's Nikola from? Yugoslavia?
Nikola Vucevic, he's from Yugoslavia.
Dang, I'm good. Yugoslavia, I'm good. So. Remember Nikolai Volkov from the WWF back in the day?
Yeah.
He was from Yugoslavia. That's a strong name right there, Nikolai.
Yeah, Vucevic. Yeah, Nikolai Vucevic.
We'll have the whole starting lineup that none of the children in any of the elementary schools can pronounce. And they're like, who's coming to the thing? Number seven. Yay.
So you would have Dragic, Doncic, Vucevic, and Porzingis.
Sounds like a soccer team.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even sound right, man. But this is what the Mavs have planned to do.
They're going to go totally Euro.
They're gonna go totally Euro. They're gonna put together a Euro team. They're gonna
go back to basics, and then they're gonna throw one black guy in there for some Harlem Globetrotter antics.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. It's gonna be one token guy in there, or coming off the bench, or whatever the case may be.
You have a whole black bench. There's not 10 European players right now in the league. Like the other good ones are are Greek. Both of them are Greek.
Yeah.
So
I know, yeah, right?
So
it's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. Let's just say that it's gonna be interesting, man. Let's jump into another quick story real fast and touch on another local sports guy is in the news. My man Zeke.
Look, he got a Lakers jersey on. Look.
My man look. Zeke with a Lakers jersey.
He's selling Jenny is watching the show right now talking about I ain't selling nothing.
So, of course, this picture is from a bad night he had in Vegas a few days ago where he was put in handcuffs but not arrested. If you guys have seen the video, then you know he kind of, you know, stuck his shoulder in the guy, knocked down a security guard that was trying to get in front of him and his girlfriend of a kind of an argument. You can see him kind of cutting his girlfriend off, not wanting to leave. So here's the inside scoop I have for the show today. Zeke likes to party.
Oh yeah,
loves to go to Vegas.
Who doesn't?
Does his thing in the off season, right? But one thing about Zeke is you seldom see him by himself.
True.
I
recently ran across the young man in a parking lot, coming out of an establishment where there were other people, and he wasn't paying attention. And I was cruising in my vehicle, and I'm not being a Cowboys fan. And he's doing his cereal eating deal and not focusing on the fact that he's walking in the middle of the road. And I had to hit him. Mm-hmm. I had to hit him with the horn. So, you know, you're welcome, Cowboys fans. And I'm sorry, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, and Washington Redskins fans. But, yeah.
Could have ended the season quick.
Could you imagine right now how popular our show would be if Man. You're the dude that tackled Zeke.
You missed our chance.
You blew it, though. You blew it so big right now. And all I had to do was hit Zeke in the parking lot. Just
I'd have
messed up my truck. And I, you know, that hair ain't worth messing up my truck. But I'm sorry.
Well, my sources have told me that he was not alone. He was partying with a few other NFL guys. Some of those guys were Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they were having a good time. Zeke played a big joke on his girlfriend, kind of embarrassed her a little bit. Mm-hmm. So she took off. She stormed out of there and ensued this commotion. Now, the other guys were smart enough to know, I've been around Zeke. I know how he is. I'm not getting involved.
I'm walking the other way.
On your own. I've always found it strange when you watch the video, he's by himself, he's around the general public, there's no, you know, nobody there, and trust me, he does not go by himself. So I was told Dak was there, I was told Von was there, Von Miller was there.
Oh, baby.
Shout out to Von. I was told the other NFL guys were there, because this is something that they do in the offseason, they stay in Vegas, it's a big deal.
Know, EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival, was like a huge, like, EDM thing. It's huge. Like, Vegas fills up like a freaking Mary Kay conference for like 3 days. Some of these people don't shower and wear like different color. Like, it's amazing how many people are there. So it's a huge deal out there in Vegas at that time.
Yeah, no doubt. So Zeke wasn't alone, but I just want to give, I'm glad he didn't get arrested. Now there's some talk whether he's going to get suspended or not, because he did make an agreement on his last suspension not to get involved in incidents like this. But I'm very, very happy that the other NFL guys that were around stayed out of the way, did not get involved, did not get on camera, did not get put in handcuffs. Very smart by you guys. These guys know Zeke. Zeke likes to party, man.
Look, Von was already in enough trouble soon as season got over for catching a shark. So at this point, you know, you need to settle down, you know. But if he like you said, he did the right thing. And, you know, unfortunately right now, you know, we had a Cowboy like this once in a while that they did. Didn't they give Dez a babysitter for a while?
Yeah, they did.
It's a tragic situation. I'd hate to see this go the way of the Quincy Carter situation. Do you remember Quincy Carter?
Dez. Oh man, Dez had a baby. I one time ran into Quincy Carter on MLK.
That doesn't surprise me.
And if you want to know who Quincy Carter was, I'm ready to him on MLK.
Look, and Malcolm X is right around the corner from that.
You know what I'm saying? So if you really want to know who he was. But yeah, man, so shout out to those guys. And the last story before I turn it over to a bigger topic as we get into college football and preview that. That is the NBA Finals, one of my favorite times of the year. This is like, you know, the playoffs. I love the playoffs. It's a game every night. Now we got this crazy schedule. I hate this schedule.
I'm going to tell you like this. At this point in the game for basketball, I'm tired of this many basketball games.
I love this many basketball games.
Okay, so first round, I don't really care about because there's people just getting dogged out. Like, bye-bye, you know, sweet. Mm-hmm. Second round, you're going to have some really good games, you know. Third round finals, you're going to have a couple, you know, it's going to be a little bit worth watching. But you know what? Game four, I'm kind of like, all right, call me when it's game six. You know, call me when it's game six.
Well, okay, so check this out. Tell me why they do this then. Why does this one series have to last 3 weeks? They have a game on Thursday. They don't play again until Sunday, although they don't switch venues. They don't play again until Sunday. Then they don't play again until Wednesday.
Travel.
And then they'll play again until Saturday.
Travel days, and they need 2 days to
do. They don't travel. You got two games. You got two. It's two, three. It's two. Three,
look,
two.
I almost, it's 2-3-2-4-1-1-4-3-2-1-4-3-3 holding. It doesn't matter. Here's the point. Why the heck do they continue to do the NBA playoffs in this fashion? You know, people, like, I don't understand seven games to figure out who's the better team. NCAA doesn't.
Because that's the only way to figure out who's the best team.
Well, then what's the
is to have a series, a seven game series. Okay. That's the only way to figure out who's
so
the
then
best.
Why don't they do something like every time, like baseball? It's like, okay, we're gonna go play the Mavericks are gonna play the Rockets. So it's a 3-game series. Whoever wins, you know, 2 out of 3 gets a W, you know, and that counts as a point, like soccer, like football, you know, and that point counts towards the playoff total. You know, because, like, look, if we're going to get here and play 7 straight games to figure out who's the best, bro, how many times on a basketball park are you going to play someone 7 times because, or even 4 times because you beat them? After the second time, you're going to be like, man, I ain't going to play you no more.
I can see that. And quite honestly, if you think about it, though, when we were kids watching NBA, it wasn't like that. It was 5 games. It was best of 5 the first 2 rounds, and then the best of 7 for the Eastern Conference, West Conference Finals, and the finals. So it was very different.
Yeah, and I can see 7 games in the finals, bro. I understand these are professional basketball players. You want to make adjustments.
Right.
It's entertainment.
Right.
We've owned a sports team. I understand. We want to make as much money as possible when it comes to something like this. But dang, dog, we don't play it. It's a whole half season for the playoffs.
Well, here's the kicker. So I don't know if you, this is on a tangent, but I don't know if you heard, but you know, they're talking about changing the schedule. It's 82 games now plus the playoffs.
Yeah.
So now they're talking about changing the schedule to make it only 70 games plus the playoffs. But instead of adding more games, they're going to do a midseason tournament like they do in soccer, where you would invite, you have a midseason tournament with all the teams.
Bro, did we not have this conversation? I swear they're listening to me. I was like, that would be so worth it. See, here's how I think the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, no All-Star game, none of that. Just a straight midseason tournament like they do in the EPL or whatever the case may be.
Here's how I propose you do the NBA playoffs. Right. Now, how many teams do you have in the NBA, Rodney?
You got 31.
So almost 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we do it NCAA tournament style. We invite
30 teams. I'm sorry.
So top
something like that.
Top what? Let's see. Top 20 teams, maybe. Top 20 teams in. Top 20 teams in one game. Game winner go home. All the way to the top.
Yes. It'd be a single elimination
Is
game,
that not hot?
Like one
Is that
game.
Not hot?
No, that'd be perfect. That'd be great. Man. More people to watch that than watch
Dog.
82 games, Bro. Or even watch the All-Star game.
I would literally. Here's the thing. There's the tournament starts with 64 teams. I strive mm-hmm. to watch as many of those games as possible, and they're on at the same right. time. You know,
right.
And
right.
the thing is, even on multiple networks, the NCAA is cash cowing out.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And I think right now the problem is if you look at the ratings for some of these NBA games, bro, even though they're getting some money on these games, the ratings are so low because nobody wants to watch game six of Golden State versus Sacramento.
Yeah, and they lose a lot of money in the finals because – They don't make any profit on broadcasting finals until it goes to a game seven.
Yeah.
So if it ends in six, ends in five, they take a big loss in terms of advertising dollars because it costs them. And even now, this series, although the NBA is happy that it's going to be first time played in Toronto, first time an NBA finals will be on foreign soil. They're ecstatic about that. Yeah. But from an advertiser standpoint, well, really from an ABC standpoint, ABC ESPN standpoint,
they in trouble.
You know how much money it's going to cost them to get people across the Canadian border? Man. There's certain broadcasting rules they have to pay
oh, yeah,
and
they,
do.
You
and
have to pay
getting people to cross it.
You got to pay a lot you know of how networks many, you, in Toronto.
Man, do you know how many cameramen they going to make it at the border?
Right.
going to get flagged at the border.
So they watching the game
you
like,
know how many cameramen
going to
make
man,
it?
Man, I ain't got no passport.
You know how many brothers is nervous right
I got
now?
No passport, dog. Man. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to have to go report on lacrosse. It's going to be bad. Nah, it's going to cost them a lot of money. But, you know, the thing about it is it's still not enough. You're going to get a lot of people to watch game one. Mm-hmm. You always want to watch game
yeah.
one of the finals. You know,
right.
I think
right.
the thing that you don't have, dog, and maybe we're just very blessed to have grown up in the Jordan generation there. And maybe this is what LeBron brings to the playoffs, bro. There's nobody yeah. in this playoff right now that's going to have that killer instinct. We're hoping Kawhi does. Kawhi showed us something
yeah,
in the last series.
I think Kawhi does.
Bro, and this,
I think he does.
This could be Kawhi's moment to break out and become this amazing NBA legend
mm-hmm.
right now and to top
right,
with this, bro.
Right.
But you know who I see is going to probably make the difference in this series, bro? Draymond Green.
He's already made a big difference.
He always, bro.
KD's been
no,
out.
He's that dude that's – He's not cold, but he's good enough just
yeah.
to talk enough to get in your head.
Let me ask you this, man. What do you think about KD? I mean, you think he should try to come back and play or should he just sit this one out? What's the risk and reward if they win a title without him, he's kind of damned. If he plays and they don't win a title, then he's even more kind of like more to blame for the loss. You know what I mean? He's kind of in a no-win situation,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, I think the thing is you got to look at this from how does he feel about his legacy at this point. You've won a couple championships. You're going to win a championship regardless whether you play or not. You know, if
yeah.
they win, you win. Now,
yeah,
I would say if I was KD, I'd wait till like game four. If it gets to where we're down three games to one or maybe two games
yeah,
to one,
right.
I might suit up in the second half or come out and play
yeah,
second half.
Yeah, you can
half.
Write that. That'd be a good story.
Yeah.
That'd be a
yeah,
great story.
To come out and give a little effort, 15 mm-hmm. points maybe off the bench, you know, but then I'd have to watch it. But if it goes to a game five, a 3-2 lead, I might come off there too to try to finish it. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get – You got a way out getting injured and completely ending the career. Like, do you have enough money that you're just like, hey, I am good? You know, if I get injured,
yeah.
we still win the championship, I'm still good. And truthfully, bro, you're still good. You're Kevin Durant. Well, I mean, you can
yeah.
pretty much go back and do anything. You could take Vince Carter, Vince
yeah.
Young's BS job that he had that he blew down in Texas. So, you know, KD is going to be good regardless. But I think, you know, he's got a way – His legacy versus risk reward. I say chill out and make the
mm-hmm.
championship, bro. If they need me, let me know. But other than that, I'd leave it up to him knowing how he feels about his body. And I'd probably, if I was in that situation, I'd see how Steph is playing. If Steph is just being lights out, bro, I wouldn't even concern myself.
It's a big problem for Durant. I know we weren't going to talk about this, but, man, he's in a very, very bad situation, man. Number one, you know, he's so thin-skinned, man. Like, arguing with people on Twitter about, is the team better with you or without you? That's so beneath.
Yeah.
You know, why are you even concerned with? Why are you arguing with guys? While your team's playing in the Western Conference Finals, getting ready to go to the NBA Finals. And then the whole time, you never come to the bench and sit with the team during none of the games. DeMarcus Cousins is out there. He's sitting with the team. You're the only player that's watching the game from the locker room while your team's playing. And then when y'all win the Western Conference Finals, you don't take any team pictures. Like DeMarcus Cousins has got the West shirt on. He's got the Western Conference champion hat.
He's a little girl.
He's celebrating, and you ain't there. Where you at? You know what I'm saying?
He's in a pity party right now.
Yeah, that's just, I mean. And the thing is, if I'm Kevin Durant, don't leave Golden State, man. Stay with Golden State. They're going to pay you whatever they want. They said they'll pay whatever luxury tax they have to. You got a new arena. You got a great fan base. Man, if you leave, trust me, 25, 30 years from now, all they're going to see with Kevin Durant is how many rings you have. They're not going to give a damn about how you won the rings, whose team it was, where you came from. 30 years from now, they are not going to care. They're just going to know you won 5, 6 rings. That's all they're going to care about.
I'm going to give you one.
So don't leave.
I'm going to give you one name, and we can end this segment on this. Robert Big Shot Bob Horry.
Big Shot Horry, man. Woo! Well, got six. Don't
he? With how many different teams? I think
three.
Yeah, I think three.
Yeah. Rockets, Spurs, and Lakers.
Yeah. So it don't matter who you play for as long as you're a winner. And the thing is,
he's
not even known. Like, people like, oh, Robert Horry. You'd be like, who is he? He's like, nah, how many rings does Jordan have?
Man, George got six.
And how many rings does Robert Horry have?
Rob got six. Big Shot Bob. And he made some big shots.
Big Shot. Like, every.
Big Shots, dog. Every team. Every series. Big Shot. Big Shot Bob, man.
It's like ice in his veins, real, bro. We were able to witness some amazing basketball, dog.
What's your prediction real quick before we move on? Who's winning and what's the series?
Golden State 7.
Ooh, 7.
I'd say 7. They're going to stretch it to 7 just for money purposes because, like you said, it's across the border. Game 7 will be in Toronto, and they'll really duke it out for Game 7. And I think Golden State will take it with probably a little Kevin Durant help.
I got Golden State in 5.
Ooh, say they ain't give them a chance.
Golden State in 5, gentlemen sweep. And I'm working on something for next week's show, so you guys tune in. You know, we want you guys to comment. What do you got this series? Who do you think is going to win? What the series is going to be? Leave a comment in the comment section. We'll maybe invite you guys to be a guest on the show.
It can happen.
And I'm working on something right now about this Kawhi Leonard free agency deal. Some interesting things that I'm hearing, but I just can't confirm yet that involve Kawhi and possibly the Golden State Warriors. But we'll talk about that next week.
Man, it sounds like some hot sports coming, dog. Look, you know what? I was thinking earlier today, before we get into college football, of sources, and I have a cousin that's a coach at a D1 school, and I'm probably going to give him a ring and see if we can get him on the show. But before we jump into that, man, let's talk about this great vodka that I found. Noble Wolf, check it out, y'all.
Noble Wolf,
check it out. That's a fly picture.
Yeah. So this is a Dallas-based vodka.
It's an Austin-based vodka. It's made from Florida grapefruits, distilled completely from grapefruits, distilled in Austin, Texas.
Now you sure you didn't buy those grapefruits at the farmer's market?
Hey, look. If you got them at the farmer's market, if you got them off the corner of Crenshaw and whatever street that is in California. Whatever it is, this stuff right here has a wonderful grapefruit finish. So, and very light, not heavy like any of the other flavored vodkas. I wouldn't almost even call it a flavored vodka. I would just call it a vodka that has been distilled with grapefruits, and it's been distilled 8 times, so it's really good. So if you get a chance, go check them out on their website, noblewolfvodka.com. I'm gonna try to get the owner and creator into an interview here on Drinks Included, and learn a little bit about the old vodka there. So y'all go check it out. I've had a couple of them. It's really delicious.
Not bad. I need to give me a taste of
Yeah,
that.
man, what you drinking on? I enjoy it.
Tonight I got the Ciroc VS tonight. Something smooth, something mellow,
That's
kind of bring the tone down a little bit. Now I'm kind of laying back in the chair and
I can see that.
you
I can
know.
see that. I was like, well, what were you drinking? Because what you.
Yeah, I didn't lay back. I didn't get relaxed in this thing.
So we got for the rest of the show. It's like, geez Louise. Shout out to my homeboy Paul that made this shirt, bro. It's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. I saw that. I saw that. It's pretty
Yeah.
tight.
It's a Dallas inspired design. There's a sign, there's a business that has this design in Dallas. Hit me up.
Sure is.
Hit
Yep.
me up at I am Omi D if you know what it is. And if you do, I'll just buy you a shirt. Hit me up. Try me. Anyway, let's roll into a little of my favorite thing, college
Hey.
football
Tailgate
tailgate
State. How's it feel to have Tailgate State back in the mix?
Bro, it feels really good. I was The level of excitement, the sheer level of excitement that was on my face today totally changed my life. Like, people don't understand how wonderful college football is to me. I love Tailgate State. It brings joy to my heart to let people know about really cool things like different tailgate dishes that some of the schools that you're going to see up here tonight have at their celebrations. And what's going to happen throughout the show during college football season, every time that we do this show recorded or live, there's going to be a dish. It's going to be a tailgate dish of the week, and I'll let you know at the end of each segment, at the end of each week, what the dish for next week is going to be. And I'm going to sample it live here on the show. And Rodney, if he decides, because we're in the DFW Metroplex, to come through, to the house, he'll get to enjoy some of the tailgate of yummies, whatever, and hopefully I can find some tailgate drinks, more often than not. And I might make a note to look more for that than I. So, if you have
Mental note.
a good tailgate drink that you guys drink at your local college,
Comments.
hit me in the
Leave the comments.
comments down at the bottom. Right, it's further down in the black box right there. But and there goes Ghost. Ghost is like, leave me the drink thing. So put it down there, way down there, and hit me up, and then we'll have it on the show. We might even have you come on the show, and I'll make it, and you can make it on the show, on the camera, like in this corner down there below Rodney, right there. Show him where you'd be. Show him down there. There you go. You completely messed that one up. What have you been drinking? All right, so Ghost, I see you move. I know you're excited about Tailgate State too. We're gonna get you a jersey. Y'all can pick whichever jersey Ghost is gonna wear for the whole season. I don't care. Just leave it.
And pick up that jersey at Fanatics.
That's
Click
it.
on the link below to support the show.
Fanatics. If you buy him a jersey, I will put it on during the show and make him wear it and show you on the show and even take pictures and post it on the Facebook page. But hot. So look, let's get on to what Tailgate State is going to entail this year. Bro, we bringing it to him. Tailgate State's been gone for 3 years.
Has it been that
It's been
long?
like 3 years that Tailgate State's been gone,
No,
bro. Yes,
not
bro.
three
Yes, it's been
years.
about 3 years that Tailgate State's gone. Do you remember the
Wow.
last bowl game we went to at Tailgate State? It was the Heart of Dallas
It
Bowl.
was
The Heart of
hard
Dallas Bowl. That's the one
basketball.
we both went to. I went to the Armed Forces
Yep.
Bowl solo. No, I'm going with somebody else. But anyway, so you remember, we're coming out the stands, we're coming out of the press box, and we're going down to the field, so we can be, press has to be down for the trophy presentation. And this guy is screaming, Tailgate State! And I'm like, and he's like, I love your show. And I'm like, that's so cool, bro. And it was like one of the.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Forgot
about he was from Washington. It was the Huskies.
Oh, he was like, that's right.
Like, I love your show.
Tailgate.
He was excited about that, bro. And so I'm excited, man, to get back into it. Look, college football is the greatest soap opera I think that the United States has right now. And right now we're rolling into the summer, so a lot of the programs have, like, you know, taking off. You got the guys that are out working out, getting it in. You got some guys out there that are going to the beach, getting it in, whatever you're doing. But, you know, we're going to keep you coming every week, maybe, every week with some college football insider news and stuff like that. But what we're going to lead it off is, should I tell them about the money first, or should I tell them about the money in a little
bit? Yeah, no. Straight to the money? Tell them about the money first. Look, yeah, straight to the money.
I am so confident in my college football skills. I got the throne. So every week, I'm going to put up five games, and I'm going to select somebody. We're going to put a link in the comments below for you to put your email address in, and I'm going to select randomly one person each week to pick five games. And I'm going to pick five games. You pick five games. We're going to pick the winners on each games, and then for a tiebreaker, we're going to pick the final score of the final game that we select. Closest person to the actual score in total, meaning if 21 to 10 and you selected 22 and 11, your total score is 2, and I had the other one, my total score is 3, you win $25 cash. I'm a cash app you $25 just like that. You put nothing up. All you do is just randomly get selected, and, you know, it's chill. This is just for having fun. And then if you win,
yeah,
you win. And we'll put your picture up the week, and we'll tell everybody you beat me. And then next week, somebody else gets a chance to win $25. So that's what's going to happen when college football season starts. It's going to be a good time. I'm
all right.
Putting my money where my mouth is.
Do I have a chance to win the money also?
If you put your email.
I don't think we discussed
you
that.
You can put your email into the randomizer, and when we randomly select it, if it selects you, we can. But see, here's what, because the problem is it's a contest, and so since you work for ntsgamelive.com, you technically can't enter the contest. But
interesting, but
if you want to maybe put something on the pot, you know, I think we could no, you gonna say no?
No. No.
You say no. No. You say no.
Moving on.
Right on.
Moving on.
Well, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is when it comes to college football. And we ain't going to always pick like the top 5 and 10 teams. We're going to go down and pick some old crazy stuff like Bowling Green and Wake Forest. You know, something you're going to have to do your research on. So we're going to have a good time with college football, but make sure y'all check us out every week. And look, let's get into it real quick before I tell.
Let's get into it.
But, some top 25 talk. You know, while we got these college football things up here. But right now, before we get in, because we got the whole summer to roll through these, right?
Man, got the whole summer to roll through. Yes, sir.
I'm going to start at the bottom of the bowl, the last five. So we're going to go 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 5. I say those because 24, 5 are always kind of iffy. People always, you know, So look, number 20. The number 20 ranked team, and this is based on USA Today's poll, not the ESPN poll, you know, and we can go talk ESPN polls if you guys want to hit me up at I Am OMED, or if you guys want to chat it up here, you know, on the Twitch feed, just hit me up. You know, we could chat it up about these rankings. Anyway, number 20, Army. Bro, Army finished a
Army.
See, you said what a lot of people said today when I was talking about this at work. Army finished 11-2 on the season last year, bro. Mm. And they played in the bowl game.
Okay.
The Armed Forces Bowl.
Right. I remember that, which is here locally.
Do you remember what the score was on this bowl game, Ronnie?
No.
Care to take a guess? I'll give you one guess. They played the University of Houston Cougars.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
With Ed Oliver?
Yeah.
Did he play?
Yeah. Yeah.
28-21.
Try seven.
Not close.
Not even. You're not even in the same state. Try 70-14 in favor of the Black Knights. They
put up 70. They
put up 70 against the University of Houston. Bro, I remember, and then I had to go and Wikipedia the whole thing. I Wikipedia'd Army statistics. Then I Wikipedia'd the Armed Forces Bowl statistics to double check to make sure it was 70-14. They put some things up, bro.
That's amazing.
Huge thing. The only thing they really have changing in their roll up is the defensive coordinator. And sometimes, you know, those two losses could be the difference in the defensive coordinator, but they didn't really lose anybody to, you know, NFL draft or, you know, the draft whatsoever. So,
yeah,
you know, they've got a good chance, bro, of rolling off another 11-2 season.
Wow.
And an 11-2 season, depending on what their schedule looks like, and I didn't pop this up right now, but maybe next time I should pop up their schedule. But, you know, that could turn into a whole nother 3-hour show debating schedules and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but depending on their schedule, bro, they put up another good season, they might finish in the top 15 for the year and get maybe one of those Big 8 bowl games. That'd be interesting. That'd be a big draw in the Big 8 bowl game, Army.
Oh, yeah. That's no doubt about Army travels well. Huge. We've seen them play in the Armed Forces. The Armed Forces Bowl we went to, they played man, who did they play?
Who was it that they played?
Remember, because the MVP was that guy was a sergeant in the Army. He was going to go to get deployed.
Who was
it? Had all those tackles.
Was it Cal?
They played Rice.
Was it Rice or was it Cal? Was it the year that Goff played and they lost?
Yes.
That was Goff. That was the year that when we came down,
yeah.
Goff threw that touchdown, that like 40-yard well drop
right
into the end zone right there. I told you.
That's right. Jared Goff.
I told y'all Jared Goff was cold.
That's right. That's so, right.
Look, Army numbers.
That was his only great pass,
by the way. Completely. Now he's got a new coach, and look, hey, he almost made it to the Super Bowl. Look, sometimes you just got to know how to eye talent. You know, shout out if anybody's looking for someone to eye some talent and they want to pay somebody. CCE, I'm looking at
you. I'm your guy.
CCE, I'm looking at you, Kojak. I'm looking at you. All right, so check out number 21, Penn State, man. They finished last year 9-4, but they lost a lot of people to the league in senior years. Plus, Tommy Stevens, one of the quarterbacks from last year, transferred out of there, and they've got a possible redshirt sophomore starting this year, depending on how the quarterback situation pans out for them over the summer. So 21, Penn State finishing up 9-4. Ghost says he likes that pick at 21 coming in. But number 22, look, this team has always been near and dear to my heart. When no one thought that this team could do something, they pulled off the most amazing victory. It was really late. I think it was either the Fiesta Bowl or the Orange Bowl. It was really, really late. It was a Statue of Liberty play. Oklahoma loses.
Boise State
takes that. That just demolished.
The blue turf.
The Smurf turf. That just demolished Oklahoma for a couple years, bro. Oklahoma didn't win a bowl game or a championship.
Didn't that guy propose to his girlfriend after that play?
He proposed to her that night on the thing, man. I remember. I bet my pops $50. Look, I don't care. I won $50. I woke my pops up because that was like a double overtime thriller. Or I think it was either single or double overtime thriller. But yeah, they pulled off the old Statue of Liberty joint.
It was crazy.
It was a great play, but Boise State.
That was a crazy
coming
play.
In at number 22. They got a lot of questions at quarterback and running back, but once again, Boise State. Ghost once again likes this pick. He's got his blue toy in his mouth. Boise State. Boise State loaded once again at the wide receiver position. And yes, sir, they've got major depth at the defensive side of the ball. They're probably rolling starters too deep in almost every position when it comes down to the Broncos. Like I said, I think I got a cousin that played, and I think he might coach for them. So maybe we can get, you know, him on for an interview prior to the season.
It'd be great.
Be really good, maybe about July, August. I'll see if I can work it. A family reunion coming up, though. But Next is number 23, the Orangemen, Syracuse, 10-3. Syracuse, shout out to them, man. Mm. They seem to give the Clemson Tigers a run for their money the last two seasons.
They did.
And toppling the Tigers a couple of times. And so,
yeah, but that's kind of a rivalry ACC game. So I don't know how much credit you can put into them beating an ACC team they see every year.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, this would be the second year in a row if the coach can pull it off and the Orangemen can pull it off, that they'd have a double-digit win season. And starting off, of course, you know they're going to have to face the Tigers, and we're looking at pretty much what their lineup is going to be, you know, going into the season. And like I said, they finished up last year 10-3 in the ACC. And granted, Boston College is pretty much a pushover. Georgia Tech could every now and then fight if you got to play them. North Carolina State just depends on where they are. Pitt is okay. Virginia, I don't know why they're a football school. Virginia Tech, yes. And Wake Forest, come on. Let's just be real about it. So they probably will.
Yeah, Virginia Tech is only good on a Saturday night in Blacksburg.
That's it. That's it.
That's about it.
That's the only time that they're good. And, you know, we need to get out there and check them out in Blacksburg. But, you know, so now we get to our iffy spots. It's risky, but you know what? It might be worth the return. Stick with me, Rodney. I'm going places. So 24, we got a little iffy thing. I kind of looked at the ESPN to check out. Bobby, I saw you on the ESPN. You got 24 USA Today, Baylor. Or as the ESPN
Baylor 24.
Well, the ESPN says Cincinnati. Omie D's gonna roll with Cincinnati. Cincinnati finished up 11-2 last season. Okay, way more impressive. Baylor is still coming off of that unfortunate incident that they had with their coaches and sexual misconduct on campus. So they're gonna have to take, I'm gonna say, one more hard lump rebuilding year, but you know, ranking them in 24 is pretty generous, because I think the Big 12 schedule is beefing up, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we get into the Big 12. But now number 25, interesting here, Wisconsin from USA Today, Iowa Hawkeyes from ESPN. You know what? Omie D's on the fence with that one. That's kind of a coin toss. It depends on how they both start off the season. Wisconsin sometimes is not known to start off the season really sharp, and neither is Iowa. And so they both, I think Iowa lost a quarterback, I think, last year. And so, you know, they're going to both have to see what's going on. But like we said, those 24 and 25 spots, man, those are real iffy. So those always go.
But you would also think that a win in the Big Ten is going to rank higher than a win in the Big 12, right?
Don't you 100%. Think? You know, you look at the numbers, you know, and I got my thing here. Hold on. Let me find my Big Ten. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 schools in the Big Ten ranked in the top 25. And from the Big 12, you have 1, 2, 3 schools ranked in the top 25.
Yeah.
So that's telling you a little bit about what these conferences are really putting up. And the Big Ten, to be honest with you, looking at the whole thing, other than probably, see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pretty much the SEC is coming in second place with 4 teams in the top 25. So right now the Big Ten is bringing the most weight into the top 25.
Yeah.
So I'm all about that action. So look, I'm excited. Like I said, next week we'll go roll up a little bit more to the next 5, like 15 through 19 or 14 through 19, whatever. I'm real bad at math.
And I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Getting more and more excited. But look, here comes the most exciting part of the show. I already have these here. I'm going to date these right now. I'm going to date these. You know, people are going to see me. I'm dating these. My conference championship picks, 5-29-19. That net's getting on my nerves. And I'm going to sign it down at the bottom. And date at the bottom,
in writing.
Okay, I'm gonna show everybody. It's in this book. It's in the Chubb Burger book. All right there, they are. They're my conference champions. I might even play some future bets on these. Right, that's how confident I am in these things. So look, let's get right into this, man. Because This is what the people have been waiting for. You're going to bet your whole house on this. Bet the farm. Let me get all the paperwork. See, this is all the research. This is research. It's countless hours of research that I did today, you know. So let's start off with the ACC. My first pick. Come on. Come on. Look at this lineup here. Clemson Tigers. They won the national title. They made Alabama. Bro, have you not enjoyed these last two national title games?
They've been great. They've been great.
Dabo Swinney has completely shown that him and Nick Saban are the top two college football coaches in the land.
And that quarterback they have, I cannot think of his name, was a freshman last
year. Sunshine.
The guy's the truth.
I call him Sunshine.
Yeah, he's the guy. Guy's the truth. Yeah, he's the
truth.
I think
he came from ING, IG, IEG.
IMG, yeah.
I think he's one of those guys, mm-hmm. man. Look, he's a beast. He was a little bit, hey, let's see if Google knows. Okay, Google. Who is the starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers?
It's Kelly something.
Trevor Lawrence, Chase Bryce, Tyson Bracken.
Trevor Lawrence. The kid played an amazing game last year, but the defense was the reason that the Clemson Tigers won that championship. But once again, the Clemson Tigers here will finish number one. They're going to win this conference. I think you're going to see some impressive play from the Duke Blue Devils this season when it comes to that. So, you know, don't count them out. They could do something impressive this year. So let's go next to the American and Mid-American Conference. Boom. Look, it's a little tiny. It's a little tiny, but, you know, nobody really watches these two conferences. Let's just be real about this. Yeah. Let's be real.
Now I want to hear who you got picked for this. Oh,
you think this one was hard? Here's the last. The one that's hard is the final one. Look, I'll even let you Google and figure it out right now. You tell me who's going to win the Sun Belt Conference. All right? So right now we're going to bust up with the American Conference. That's the conference closest to me right here. I nailed that, boy. Wow! The American Conference. Some interesting teams here. SMU Mustangs, shout out to them. I'm going to go check out a couple of games this year for the SMU Mustangs local team. Memphis Tigers every now and then. U of H, Houston Cougars. We might go check them out this year when they come play SMU. But the winner of this conference is going to be the Cincinnati Bearcats. Like I said, they finished 11-2 last season, coming in ranked at the bottom of the old bowl there. And we'll figure it out. I think my dog's tearing something else up. But I ain't got time because we're tailgating.
Give me Memphis Tigers.
You're going to go Memphis Tigers? Hold on. I'm going to write you in. I'm going to put you in my book. How much you got, 100 on the Memphis Tigers?
I got 100 push-ups
on the Memphis Tigers. I got you in. I sent somebody to break your ankles if you don't give them a push-up. So, all right, riding in for the Memphis Tigers. All right, Mid-American Conference. That's the conference that is right over here. Bow! Nailed that one almost. And that was a little bit tougher pick for me. These teams are normally the teams that you see playing on Thursday night on ESPN or on ESPN2. You know, if you're like me and you really love college football, this gets you excited because it's like
the match.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're all about that. You know. But here's what you want. I'm gonna say Ohio Bobcats. The Ohio Bobcats.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that too.
You know, okay, you wanna put Ohio Bobcats? We're gonna go in. Rod says the Ohio Bobcats. He rolls Bobcats. Okay.
I'm actually going to a Bobcats game in September. They're going to play one of my friends is a director at Marshall. Mm-hmm. I'm going out there to visit the camp. I've been at their campus a couple of times. I'm going to a game. They play at Ohio.
See, if you get an extra ticket there, let me know. I'll fly up and check that out. I think that'd be kind of hot. We can go live on the Facebook page right quick. And show them how it goes. Either way it goes, I can try to get a press pass, whatever. But anyway, that's who we got right there. So we got the Bobcats in the MAC coming out of the MAC. The Bobcats coming out of the MAC. Now we're going to roll into the Conference of Conferences right now. The Big Ten. Look, there's not many conferences, maybe other than the SEC and the Big 12, that get me excited on a Saturday to watch some games. But the Big Ten, when those conferences are rolling, they are rolling. So
I forgot I was in the Big Ten. I keep thinking that it's in the Big 12. I forgot about that.
They moved into the Big Ten. And so that's, once again, it's another team that's in the Big Ten. That's huge. They're loaded for top 25 teams. But I'm going to have to go Ohio State Buckeyes, even though they're rolling with that the coach. You know, the Buckeyes. Wolverines got the same coach. But I just think they lost a couple things, a couple steps on the defense in Michigan. And they're not going to win the conference, but watch out for those Northwestern Wildcats. I think they're going to spoil a lot of things in there. Who you got in this one?
Give me the Michigan Wolverines. If it's going to happen, it's got to happen now. This is probably their best chance of any to win this conference. So give me Michigan.
Let's go. Dun, 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 dun. Big Ten. Look, who we got next? Big 12. Hey, this conference is near,
here we
near
go.
And dear to our hearts, the action that we get to see every week. The Big 12 Conference. Rodney.
I can't wait to hear your pick. Look, I cannot wait to hear your pick.
Look, Rodney, this is a very interesting conference because you've got something. Do you remember at the end in the championship game, I told you, I said, you know, it'd be interesting if Jalen Hurts ends up transferring for his fifth year to somewhere like Oklahoma. And lo and behold.
And lo and behold.
He gets another transfer.
Could Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, literally have three Heisman Trophy winners in a row?
Think about it. When was the last time?
Is that possible?
Hold on. Here's the beauty of the Lincoln Riley system, bro. When was the last time they spent a lot of scholarship money on a freshman or sophomore quarterback? Their last three quarterbacks have been transfers. And yes, they all won Heisman.
That's true.
They all won Heisman.
He is the Dan Tony of the college football world, right? I mean, Dan Tony's had Steve Nash back-to-back MVP. Yes. He's getting ready to have James Harden as a back-to-back MVP.
Dog.
He is the D'Antoni of the college football.
When I thought about that fact today, Rodney, and you can clip this out and post it because it's going to hit the sports news feed, and I'm gonna be like, damn, I just thought about that. He hadn't just taken a freshman from he didn't get Kyler.
He hasn't recruited a quarterback.
He's probably has, but they've never started. Hadn't had to. Yeah. All your quarterbacks have been bona fide. They've been backups somewhere else, but they've been good backups. So they were starters and turned into backups. You know, sitting behind people like Tua Vailoa and Pat Mahomes, you know. And so, but here's my pick coming out of this one. Texas Longhorns. Let's hook them. You know, hook them. I'm a big believer in Herman down there.
This is the year they're going to do it.
This is the year that they're going to pull off the championship, bro, for the Big 12. It's going to be an amazing season. It's going to be up and down.
Now they got the same quarterback,
no,
right?
No, transferred out. Yeah, remember he said we're back, and then he left like a little old leaser.
Yeah, UT in Texas.
Yeah, he transferred out.
The kid that was born is from Austin.
I believe so. I'll double check my sources, but I believe he transferred out. I have to double check. But if not, still, I still say they're gonna win. I just feel like like the magic is back in Austin, and I feel like you could put, and let's be real, this is the state of Texas. There's lots of quarterbacks you could put behind a really good offensive line at University of Texas and win a Big 12 championship. Oklahoma Sooners, I just can't go with Oklahoma.
I'm going to roll with UT as well. Because of the simple fact that, like you said, you know, the OU system, the Lincoln Riley system is designed for quarterbacks to have a lot of legs or a lot of arm.
Two.
And I don't think Jalen Hurts has a lot of arm or a lot of legs.
He's a really good quarterback within 15 to 20 yards. You're going to have to build an offensive system around him to make him definitely be what you do. But they have a lot of offensive options and weapons out there at Oklahoma. Here's something I want you to watch for this season in college football, the team in the Big 12, Rodney, Kansas Jayhawks. Let's go Rock Chalk.
Yeah, Jayhawks. I know.
Les Miles is now the coach of them. You know,
I saw him bring Rick Ross out of the spring game.
Push it to the limit. That's big star power, not Rick Ross, but Les Miles to bring kids and go, look, he's in the Big 12. Kansas didn't finish they didn't do too bad last year compared to their normal not winning a whole game, you know. So, new coach. Let's see what the Jayhawks do. I'm not.
Let's see what
I'm
happens. Gonna
say they're gonna win a Big 12 championship, but they might be worth watching for the next couple seasons. Let's go to another good conference. Conference USA. Rodney, look at this.
Hey.
Turn up. Hey, a couple good schools from Texas in here.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one for me.
I'm gonna go ahead and roll with the North Texas Mean Green, Rodney. Look,
I got to.
It's your alma mater. The Mean Green did a really good job last season. They dropped a couple of really close games to some really nice schools. But I think one thing that you have to remember about North Texas here, if you're not in Houston, you're in North Texas playing high school football. And there's a lot of great athletes here. And if you've noticed that TCU from the Big 12, that school has completely changed the tide of its football program by getting those athletes that didn't want to necessarily go too far from home and stay here.
Right.
And UNT, they've got the new stadium. This will be the second year with the new stadium. They're doing a lot of improvements up there. They've recruited a lot of good athletes, Rodney. So I think the UNT North Texas Mean Green are going to take this conference right here.
Yeah, the other team that I would look out for is going to be the UTSA Roadrunners. They had a kind of a magical season last year, so that's the other guy I would look out for. This is one of those conferences where, you know, you don't catch them on ESPN1, you don't catch them on ESPN2, but they're all over ESPN3.
ESPN Plus got them all day long, baby.
You got them all day long.
You want to see the Old Dominion Monarchs play the UAB Blazers.
Or the Charlotte 49ers.
Yeah, I was like, 49ers? There was one of them on a thing, the Chancellors. We'll get to them in a little bit. But, you know, I'm going to go North Texas Mean Green. You said you're going to go
North Texas Mean Green.
Mean Green too?
Okay. Yep, absolutely.
But you bring up a good point. I had to really pick between UTSA. They had a magical season, and they got a lot of good athletes out of the Houston area. And San Antonio's got some ballers outside of there, Converse, Judson, and schools like that. So, you know, it's you got to watch some of these Texas schools and some of these smaller conferences. So let's go on to another one of my favorite conferences. The Mountain West. Nobody ever really sees these guys play because they
is does somebody have to win someone, this conference?
Either way, someone's gonna win, and it's gonna be Boise State.
Yeah, you already
Boise
said that.
State, Fresno State's coming in. They're top 25 team in this conference here, but I think the Broncos just have too much talent in this Western Conference, and so. You know, excuse me, I'm going to make a point right now about these Western conferences. If you have the opportunity to stay up to like 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, stay up and watch some of these games. There are a lot of good quality athletes out there, and it's kind of like the West Coast basketball games. You don't see a lot of the Sacramento Kings, a lot of the Golden State Warriors, a lot of these West Coast teams, because a lot of us in the Eastern and Central time zones are already asleep. So if you're up, check these guys out. You know, you can see some really interesting football. UNLV is a good team to watch. Utah State's a good team to watch. It's always great on a Saturday night about 9:30 to pop open a beer and check these guys out. But I got Boise State. Who you got?
Well, just to kind of break up the commonality of our picks, I'm going to go with Fresno State.
You're going with the Bulldogs, Fresno State.
And if I had to do it all over again, I would definitely play to get recruited by the Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii.
Look, man,
that would have been. I don't know why kids don't go to Hawaii.
I got accepted to the University of Hawaii, bro. But my parents would not let me go. They were like, "No, that's too far away from home." I'm like, come on,
that would have been you would have fit in perfectly. Nah,
full ride.
That outfit you got on says Hawaii.
Full ride to Hawaii, bro. They was ready for me to come out there and be a Rainbow Warrior. They didn't want me to come. Mom and them didn't want me to come. So I was 18, and you know, you kind of listen to your parents sometimes. Man, I should have jumped on a plane and said, "Fuck it, I'm out." But, you know,
yeah.
Oh, well. So we're going Boise State. Let's go into another Western-type conference with the Pac-12.
Oh, man.
Rodney. You know, one of my favorite wide receivers, Laviska Shenault, plays for the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yes,
And that's quite an impressive team. I'm looking for the Buffs to do some work this year in the Pac-12.
Are you going with the Buffs?
I'm going with Arizona State, Rodney. I'm going with Arizona State. Okay.
Well, you know what, LaVisca? I'm riding with you, dog. I'm going with the Buffs, man.
Go with the Buffs, man.
Give me the Colorado Buffaloes. The Arizona State. I like Herm Edwards, but he made a mistake hiring
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis is kryptonite for any winning organization.
I'm gonna tell you why Marv is good for this program, bro. Because Marv is a college type coach. So you got to understand something. Like, Nick Saban is not an NFL coach.
Marv is a what?
Yes, listen to me. Listen, oh Mita, God, Linda. Man.
I'm listening.
So you remember when Nick Saban coached the Miami Dolphins? He had no control down there. He had no control over those grown men playing football. Neither did Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. You could tell because, you know, Burfitt was always punching somebody in the throat every game. So he had no control over those guys. Bro, but here's the thing. You got to think about the mentality of a college football player, too. This guy has some NFL pedigree, so he's got some NFL connections. So a lot of scouts and stuff are going to be come checking out. Herm Edwards is not a pushover coach. Let's just be real. He just has some BS teams. He's also very good for the Arizona State Sun Devils. So I'm going to roll Sun Devils. Like I said, I'm just picking the Sun Devils. I think the Buffs are going to be the number two team, and it's going to be, if anything is going to break the tie between the Buffs and the Sun Devils, it's going to be if they got to play each other.
Well, this is an interesting conference. Like you said, you got Herm Edwards, Marvin Lewis teamed up in Arizona State. You got Kevin Sumlin at Arizona. You got the guy that invented the speed offense, Chip Kelly at UCLA. So it's going to be interesting,
it's
man.
It's a heavy hitter conference. Washington still normally plays pretty good. And the Cougars, the Washington State Cougars, are in the mix, and they're in the top 25. So, you know.
Well, I'm taking LaVisca Chenault, and I'll definitely tell him what you said. I'll play this back for him.
I'll tell him because, you know, I gave him.
Because I have you on tape saying that he's your favorite wide receiver when he was in high school.
Bro, every time we did a game, well, I was like, Chenault, they should have. But here's the spoiler in this conference, bro. It's the Washington State Cougars. The Washington State Cougars are probably the best team in this conference right now, but I'm not picking them.
No. Give me the Buffs.
You gonna take the Buffs, bro?
Here's why
I'm gonna say this, Rodney. The Cougars are number 10 right now in the thing. They're number 10.
Okay.
But I'm still taking Arizona State. This is how it's going to fold out.
Okay.
You got the Buffs. I got Arizona State. Everybody else is going to Washington State. All right. Here's your favorite conference. Your favorite football conference. My least favorite football conference. You know who I'm not taking in this conference? It's a complete obvious who I'm not taking.
You're not taking the Saban.
I'm definitely not taking the Alabama Crimson Tide to win the SEC. I am going to take the LSU Bayou Bengals to take the SEC. Yes, the number 16 in the SEC. Dog, the SEC is going to be a dogfight this year. You got Florida ranked at number 7. You got Georgia ranked at number 8. You got Kentucky ranked at number 12. Alabama at number 2 and LSU ranked at number 6. LSU ranked at number 6. Rodney, LSU was not a bad squad last year. They lost a couple of tight games, and Texas A&M almost beat Alabama.
That's why I'm taking A&M. I'm taking Jimbo Fisher.
You're going A&M.
I love the last name. I'm going A&M.
Rodney's Fisher.
To win the SEC.
The Fisher to Fisher connection goes with the Aggies. I like the pick.
To win the SEC.
I like the pick. Now, for the conference, 400 push-ups. The Sun Belt. You had the whole time to do, to do your research. I'm going to tell you, I did not do any research when it came to this conference whatsoever, Rodney. I pretty much I based it on a couple of things.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you how this conference unfolded to me, Rodney. I remember the Appalachian State Mountaineers because they toppled the Michigan Wolverines back in the day.
I remember that.
That was huge. That was when Michigan
first game of the season.
That was the first time a Division One crap team, beat somebody like that and knocked Michigan completely out of the rankings for about 5 years. Right? Arkansas State Red Wolves. Only reason I know this team completely is because I drove to Cincinnati one time and I saw the advertisement for it as I drove through Arkansas. Coastal Carolina Chancellors. No clue. Maybe they went to the NCAA tournament. Georgia Southern Eagles. I actually met their head coach one time at Topgolf. Really cool guy. Raging Cajuns. I went to school in Louisiana. Texas State Bobcats. Come on now. Everybody's in party down at Texas State, right? You know what I'm saying? Texas State. Everybody knows a girl from Texas State. And everybody knows where Monroe, Louisiana is. So I've seen it driving through. But I'm going to go with the Troy Trojans. Troy Trojans. They always seem to play very hard in this conference, and they win it more times than not. So I'm going Troy Trojans in this one.
You know, I thought about that. They finished second in the conference last year behind Appalachian State. They were 10-3. Appalachian State was 11-2. But there was another team. There's another team that was 10-3. Sleeper team. I'm going with the Georgia Southern Eagles.
Oh man, look, that's what I said, Rodney. It's a tough. Anyone that does any research on this conference and knows college football, Appalachia, Georgia, and Troy are the top three teams in this conference. But it's something about those Troy Trojans for some odd reason, Rodney. They seem to linger in my mind at the end of the season, and I'm going to roll with that.
They get good players because of where they're located, all right? They get great players at Troy. Georgia Southern has to deal with a lot of other Georgia schools in recruitment-wise.
Yeah.
And Appalachian State's kind of by itself, and they have a little more name recognition. But sometimes the Georgia Southern Eagles are going to shock the Sun Belt Conference this year.
All right, so Rodney's going with the GA Southern. All right, ladies and gentlemen. They are down. We've got the picks. 529. They are in the book. 529.
The book.
Look, we're going to see how these all pan out at the end of the season. You might have to remind me that they're in there. But, you know, hey, that was it, man. That was a hot episode of Tailgate State,
that was,
man.
That was hot.
Look,
that was hot.
It's going down once again. We appreciate you guys checking us out.
Yeah, and, man. Check us out next week. We got a lot more come. And make sure you click on the link below to support the show.
Check it out on YouTube.
Shout out to Fanatics. Thank y'all for doing that. And man, next week is gonna be fire.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, check it out. If you this is ironic too. If somehow you see this before in the morning, I will air this at 6 a.m. on Twitch. So if anybody wants to check it out live before it probably hits the YouTube stream, and I doubt it, you're gonna get one chance to check it out at 6 a.m. on Twitch live. So hey, check it out, man. We appreciate you guys tuning in. It's been a hot show, Rise and Grind. I am OMED bringing you Tailgate State every week until college football starts, and then we gonna keep it going all the way into the championship. And Rodney Fisher with Great Sports, man. We also gonna have some good issues for you, you know, coming in. So we'll check you out next week, man. We enjoyed it. We'll check you later.